on the record.
Good morning. Today is April 21st, 2025. It's approximately 11:34 a.m., and we're here under case number 1250094. The appellant is Shea Mack. My name is Nancy Hockman. I am the hearings officer for today's hearing. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. For the record, the appellant has not appeared, and I'm going to ask the city representative to unmute themselves and please state and spell their full name for the record.
Hi, my full name is Jeffrey Jennings.
And can you spell your name, please?
Yes, Jeffrey Jennings.
Thank you. Again, this hearing is being recorded by audio only. It will be posted to the city's website and available for the appellant and any other members of the public who wish to listen to it at a later time. I am looking at Exhibit 4, which is the notice of today's hearing, and it provides that the notice of today's hearing, as well as Zoom access instructions, were sent out on April 17th to the email address the appellant gave us, so I am finding that the appellant had adequate notice of the hearing. In a case like this, when one party or the other does not appear, we do not default that party. We read what they sent in writing as their testimony, so we'll be doing that for the appellant today. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for Parking Transportation, Parking Enforcement, or the Bureau of Transportation. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court, not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules as evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. It looks like I bifurcated this case, which means that I divided this case in two, with the first part showing that the appellant had a right to request the hearing. Let me double check that. Actually, yes, okay. So I am looking at Exhibit 14. And Exhibit 14 provides that the ARIES report, which is a report from the towing database, provides that the owner of the vehicle was somebody other than the appellant. And so I required that the appellant either bring proof today that the appellant had the right to represent the owner of the hearing, or to show that the appellant had a financial interest in the vehicle. And in order to go forward on the merits of the case, I have to find one or the other. Because the appellant has not appeared today to provide me any information, I am finding that the appellant does not have a right to a hearing. And so I'm going to be issuing an order that provides that. Because this case was also in storage, the appellant is also on notice that retrieving the vehicle from the storage will be at their own expense, so they should go do that as soon as possible. Thank you, Officer Jennings, for appearing today. I will be issuing an order that more formally sets forth what I just stated, that there is no right to a hearing. And I'll be sending that to the appellant's email address. So thank you very much, and looking forward to the case. Have a good day.